Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and we are on episode 204 of the Slow Living Podcast. And this is the second part of session 4 with Kelsey. And we're just diving right on in. At the end of last week, we began talking about some anxieties and insecurities about how Kelsey feels and why at times she's not quite so confident around certain members of the family and trying to create boundaries. And in this episode, we're still poking at that because she's still talking. And then also she points out that she can't really distance herself the way she wants to from in-laws because she relies on them for childcare. And so that is a real thing. And that might be your story. That might be something that you absolutely agree with and realize, oh, yeah, so I actually, my mom drives me nuts about this or that or the other, or I have an uncomfortable vibe with my father-in-law, but also I'm working and I need help with the kids and I rely on them. And that can be really messy. Family is messy. And that's real life. So that's what we're going to talk about. So enjoy. Give Kelsey virtual hugs. If you're getting stuff out of these episodes, shoot me an email. Send me your warm words of encouragement and I will send them along to Kelsey.
Okay. You're relying on them for childcare.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's interesting because earlier this week you were worried about a beach trip with the kids and you were happy that you had this village to watch the kids. Are they who you were worried about or is that somebody else?
Yeah. So we had a smoke warning in the morning. There must be a wildfire or something. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't read the news, so I'm not sure. And then the UV was supposed to be wicked high and it was so hot. And I told them, I was like, it's going to be smoky out there. Just, you know, be aware. And I'm trying not to push what I'm feeling on them and hope that they make the right choices for the kids. Cause Theo gets overheated and overstimulated very quick. And then you literally have to carry him screaming back to the car. And physically, they can't do that. So I'm nervous about leaving the kids with them. I was so nervous and I was like, no, I have to trust in them. Theo will be a good boy for Oma Opa. So I let it go. I went and cleaned a house and I came back and they had a wonderful day. Everything went fine. It was absolutely perfect. It was fine. So I just took a breath and I was like, oh, it's going to be okay. But, you know, I'm just really nervous at the time. It's not going to be fine. And John pushes them too hard and Theo gets overstimulated and overheated. And yeah.
Okay. It's interesting though that, you're going against your gut and intuition by letting them watch them. And then when it works out, you're relieved and you look at it as a sign that you need to trust. So, but that's very like pendulum-y, like it worked out. But if it didn't work out, you would have been like, see, I knew it.
Yeah, I'm trying and it did work out. Like I wish I could just see that and see that it was a success and live in the success, but I just feel like every other time is different and I'm just so nervous of Theo having an absolute meltdown with them. And I could tell Debbie's already overwhelmed with everything because she's going through a lot, and I honestly think she's starting some sort of like Alzheimer's or dementia or something, and she just doesn't want to talk to anybody about it because she's not who she used to be. And that friggin' sucks because she used to be really like there for us, and she used to take care of the kids a lot.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kelsey.
I wish I could trust him like I used to. I'm nervous, and everyone just
Yeah.
like John dictates it, and they all do what he says, and he doesn't care. He'll work out in the heat for hours and hours, and you can't do that to the kids.
No. So it sounds like you know you need to find alternative care. And you know it's not going to get better, it'll get worse. And looking and becoming aware for alternative care now before you have no choice is probably what you already know deep down inside you should be doing.
I've been leaning on my side of the family more. Sorry, just can't breathe for
No,
a second.
you're fine. You're fine.
Ryan's got tissues down here in his room.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. 'Cause you're going against your mom gut and intuition, and that does not feel good.
It does not. I don't like it. I know that I'm asking too much of Deb. I know that she doesn't want to do this, but I cut everything down to only one day a week in the summer for cleaning houses. And I took this on and I was a little bit worried. I was like, no, I'm not going to ask them. I'll reach out to my stepmom and my brother and my dad. And they're doing fine. They're having a blast over there. And I feel completely confident in leaving them there. Even with my brother, he's doing so good with them. But I feel like I keep telling myself it's only for the summer. It's only for the summer. It's only, 6 more weeks. We can do it, but every time I'm like at the beginning of the day.
During the school year, is it better?
Yeah, because they're at school when I go clean houses. So
Okay.
it's too easy. I drop them off at the bus stop. I go to clean a house. I come back. I pick them up from the bus stop. I'm always there on time and easy peasy.
Yeah.
I feel like how are we ever going to travel if we don't trust in John and Deb too, right? But I feel like we have to admit that that ship has sailed. They can't. Ryan seems to think as the kids age, it'll get easier for them, but I'm thinking as Debbie ages, it's just going to get harder.
And the boys are currently 6 and 8.
5 and 8.
5 and 8. Okay. Yeah. You said, how will you travel if you can't rely on them? What do you mean by that?
Well, that's what I want to put in my bucket list. I'm looking at the bucket list and I struggled with that. The one with the kids, it was such a joy to do with Finnegan. He came out when I was writing it and he goes, "What are you writing?" And I'm like, "Oh, well, I just did my journaling and now I realize that we only have 10 summers left before you're going off to, well, he wants to be specifically an electrical engineer." Whatever.
Okay.
Okay. But that's 10 summers we've got left. I said, what are some big things that we want to do? I said, I know you've always said you wanted to go to Quebec, so let's go to Quebec. And he liked that one, and we wrote a few more down in there. And then I'm looking over at my side, and it's so short. And I constantly think of the reasons like, oh, well, do I want to put like my best friend had a baby on Wednesday. And
Oh.
so it was so easy to put in there. I want to go visit her. I want to make sure that I meet that baby when it's still a baby. And I'm thinking, how are we ever going to do that if I don't leave Ryan here? And Ryan told me last time I went to meet her other baby, like, I don't want you to go without me again. That's not fair. And I'm like, you're right. It's not fair because he doesn't go anywhere by himself, right? I want to go together. But how are we ever going to do it if we can't trust in our community?
And it's not a possibility for all four of you to go.
Oof, I hadn't even. I don't know how Theo would do. Even after Firefly Night, like it was a beautiful time, and then he made a bad choice coming in, and when you correct him on it, he just shuts down and gets mad because he's tired, and it was so late, and he had a fit for probably a half an hour. I'm just so nervous of that happening in public and just like not being able to go home and deal with it.
Okay. And he's your younger one?
Yeah, Theo's
Okay.
five.
So he was diagnosed with ADHD, and has the school or different Are there different therapies that he's
So
working
yeah,
through?
I've reached out as soon as he got his diagnosis. I reached out to Children's Mental Health, and I'm going through the process. I had an intake call the other day where we talked about his biggest triggers and what we need to work on and things I'd like help with. And I just really want to learn how to help support him better. Like, I want to help him live a better quality of life. And I'm trying, I'm waiting for the email to come back, and they said they can't really give him therapy, but I'm hoping we can work with maybe an occupational therapist, literally anything, just to get some grasp on how to help him get through these times so that we don't have to stop everything we're doing and shut it down. We tried to go fishing. It turned out really nice at the beginning, but by the end, he wouldn't stop, and Ryan snapped and took him home, and then he had a big cry because he couldn't go back out, and that just broke my heart. But yeah, it's been really challenging.
Okay. Do you feel like right now, the only time you're calm and is when like the kids are it, like you're always on. And that's I think probably one of the reasons that you enjoy numbing out a little between 4 and 8 p.m. How can they're still so young, so I don't want to dismiss any of that, but you'll crack at some point
Yeah, I
if
already
you don't
do.
get yeah. I'm sorry, Kelsey.
I took a break yesterday.
Yeah.
It was miserable weather here, so we had a video game day. It was on the bucket list. So I set them up. We played lots of video games, and then I went in the bedroom and just honestly, like, I laid down. I fell asleep. They were so busy for a minute. That was really nice. And I got another book from the library. We go to the library once a week. So I got a book for myself, and I'm trying to read a book. And I don't know, between everything and then like making sure I'm making time for Ryan afterwards. And I just, it's all a lot. And I was telling him, like, every night, and I know we're not going to get into intimacy or anything, but I'm tired by the end of the day. And I'm like, I'm doing this running in the morning, and I'm spending the
You
whole day
are.
with the kids, and now it's time for husband wife time, and I'm just like, I'm exhausted. I don't
Yeah.
have,
No,
I'm
it's
touched
another
out.
thing. It's another thing on your to-do list, and it turns into a chore.
And I told him that. I said, I don't want it to feel like a chore. I think we should just not if it feels like a chore. And he respects that. He pouts, but he respects it. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Will Ryan listen to any of these episodes?
I played a little bit for him. He said, well, at first I said, did you listen to it today? And he's like, oh, no, I didn't. I was going to wait until you said what you thought. And I said, I loved it. And I played him the part where I told you that I felt unconditional love because of him. And he's like, that's so nice. But I don't know. I don't think he will unless I make him sit down and do it. But maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of my words. So, is it fair to say, Kelsey, you need like more help?
Like with the children?
Just yeah.
Yeah.
And you wanting to work on yourself and doing things for yourself is phenomenal, and it's absolutely the correct thing to do. But in order to do that, you need to feel confident that the other stuff that you do happens without you. And as of right now, it doesn't feel that way. You're worried. You're worried because they're still little, and there's some issues there, and your in-laws aren't able to handle things the way that you would. One, because they're just not you, and two, they're older and might not make the same decisions that you agree with. And even fun things can turn into meltdowns, and that's a lot. And I don't know what resources are around. I mean, it peeps to me feels like in a perfect world you'd have like another person or an au pair or a nanny or something. And I know that that's not a possibility either.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you were to like wave a magic wand, what would it be like?
Like, I'm happy with where we're at. I wish Theo didn't have as many breakdowns, but that's who he is, and we're working through it. I'm happy to clean my house. That's not something I'm worried about. Cooking is fine. I guess just someone to take them so that I have some time to focus. Like, I can only wake up so early and then I
I
go to
know.
bed. Like, there's only so many
No. So,
hours in the day. Yeah.
yeah.
So just like a little bit more outside help. Was it? I think it was
Okay.
just this last weekend that I finally got some alone time with Ryan. My dad just messaged and he's like, "Hey, can I take Theo for the day?" And I was like, "Heck yes." And took him for a little bit and they went to the pool and stuff. And then Finn was at a birthday party and Theo and I, or sorry, Theo. Finn, or oh, see, there's too many
You're
of them.
fine.
Ryan and I got to just like lay in bed and watch Love Island all
Oh
afternoon.
yeah, I saw that
That
in your
was the
notes.
best.
I'm glad you got to
To
do
have
that.
that regularly. I think if I had a magic wand, just to have that regularly. But I feel like I'm already asking so much of everybody. And asking what I do now is more than I would have done before this. So I'm already reaching out to my family so much more.
Right. Yeah. I'm glad that you're doing that. For the house cleaning and that kind of stuff, I know you're in Canada. Is reaching out to like a next door community or something like that? Is there a next door? I would imagine there's. Okay.
If it's social media related, I have no idea. They have
Okay.
like a Facebook group. I think they still have it for the subdivision, but I'm not 100%.
Okay. So next door is it is social media, but it's also an app and a website. But it's not like your trying to gain followers or show off or anything, but it's kind of like a community group that people ask for help and do things. So I'm just wondering if you threw it out there, like, I am looking for an energetic college age type student to hang out with my boys. I can swap housekeeping. I like a bartering system. And maybe it's not college age, maybe it's somebody else. But
I trust my niece to take care of them. And she was taking an online course, so I kind of shoved it to the side that I wouldn't have her a lot. She's 15 now, and I feel completely confident leaving the children with her. She's got twin brothers, so there's nothing Theo can throw at her that she can't handle.
But
So
and would you be able to compensate her?
yeah, and we did.
Okay.
We went out, was that last week or the week before? We went to a picnic with some
Okay.
friends. And she came and I told her, I said, "Well, I know that we can't pay you like, $10 an hour for two kids and blah, 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 all this." I said, like, we'll pay you $50. And she's like, "Oh my God, $50? Yeah."
Okay.
So she's very
Okay.
pleased with how much we're offering.
Okay. Okay. It will get better. Do you feel like it will get better as he ages and goes through the school system? And I mean, they all sort of fall in line eventually.
Yeah, when he's in school and he's got more of like a structure, I find it's really good. And I adore his one teacher. She's just amazing for him. And I feel extremely confident sending him to school every day because she'll message me and she'll, "Theo had a hard day today. This is what's going on." No judgment ever. It's never like, "What are you going to do about it? Are you going to talk to him?" Never. She's so chill
Yeah.
about it.
Okay.
So as I just got to get them back to school. It's the
Yeah.
summertime, and now I'm doing all of this work on myself, and it's just all compiling at once and having to
Okay.
depend on other people.
Okay. Okay.
I feel
I'm
like it's
proud.
temporary.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
So then if you're using it as a running metaphor, like this is a hill that you've got to climb right now, and you've got these kind of 6 weeks. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm glad. I'm glad. So talk to me about the bucket list.
Oh, let me move my book. All my
So
notes
the
in here.
idea was to create, because you're in your early 30s, I want to get this accomplished by 40
The
bucket
bucket list
list.
before I turn 40. Okay,
Yeah.
so I have maintain a comfortable weight, go to a major food festival, visit Jess in BC again, go to a concert, which Ryan brought up yesterday, that Young Gravy is playing in Toronto, and he's like, how about that? And I'm like, it's on my bucket list, so I guess yes. Do a paint by numbers, see a territory, host a multi-course dinner party, read
Ooh.
75 bu 75 books, go to a yoga class, and swim in the ocean.
Love it. Okay, so how many was that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10. Okay, we're gonna times it by 4. You're gonna do 40 by 40.
Okay, I gotta get Googling.
No. So I mean, some of these things, like do a yoga class and swim in an ocean, and like you could, those are in your brain.
Well, I got the multi-course dinner party because I go to the cookbook club and they do that there, but I've never hosted it at my house because I'm like, oh, ladies, like my table, I don't even think you would fit. Like they're all very like wealthy or, you know, advanced in their years, so they have a huge dining table and I don't have all that. So I don't even think I have enough of the same plates to serve them all.
So, but that's kind of fun also. And again, you're proud. You're not ashamed.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. The one lady, she gave me a tablecloth. So at least I have a tablecloth now if they do come.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to work on why you feel less than.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna write that down. Yeah. And it might be helpful to journal it as like a brain dump, but then also start putting some names in. Why do I feel less than when I'm around so and so? Why do I feel less than when I'm around this person? Because you're still really comparing and contrasting instead of owning the fact that this is the life I have, this is the decisions that I've made. And it doesn't mean that you can't have goals and ambitions for more. But also, if you're a certain age and you're looking at someone who's 10, 15, 20 years older, it makes perfect sense that they're in a different age and stage in life and have matching dishes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've
And at
stopped
the end of the
thinking.
day, if I asked you, hey, Kelsey, is a marker of a life well lived matching dishes? You probably would say no.
No.
Okay, so that's actually another thing. What is the marker of a life well
Oh, hold on. Let me pull that page up.
lived?
'Cause we filled that. Okay, so getting married, owning our own home, being ready for retirement with the fire, having children, helping my family thrive, raising my children into capable adults, traveling and reading as much. I want to see a RuPaul's Drag Race in person. I think that
I
that would
saw
be.
that you had written that down. I think that's awesome.
I saw my first drag show for in like right before I think so early June. My first time. I'm obsessed with it. I think it's just the coolest. I've watched all of the shows and to see it in person, I smiled for days. It gave me so
That
much joy. So I want to see RuPaul's Drag Race in person in Las Vegas. Being there for my parents in their old age, living a calm, peaceful, quiet life, and I put maybe a garden someday.
sounds great. I think that is a marker of a life well lived. Yeah.
Very family oriented.
On your homework, we talked about listening to the Sober Curious podcast episode.
Yep, I listened to it. You're so nice. I thought that you were going to be like, well, maybe you should consider it. And you were just the nicest about it. It's every time I'm like nervous to listen to one of them, and then I listen to it and I'm like, well, I feel better about it. I feel like I could try. I'm capable of doing this. So yeah, that was nice. It definitely kicked me in the butt a little bit to look at my own feelings about it instead of just numbing them out and ignoring them. So I've been doing that a lot more. My smoking is down to like a quarter of what it used to be now. So that feels I feel better too, which is good.
I'm glad. I'm glad.
Me too.
Well, and it'll help with the running and all of these other things, a lot. And doing things for yourself will also help with your confidence. Like just knowing, like, I mean, this person may have done this or that, but I mean, I rocked it this morning on my run, and all of these different things will help with that.
Yeah. Well, it definitely helped with the worth because I thought that like it would come, I had to have it to get started, but it came from doing it. So the confidence, it's going to come from doing it and showing up for myself consistently. I know that. And it's easier now, and that's the evidence that I'm on the right path, like we talked about. It's so much easier and there's so much less conversation in my head about it. So I think as that tones down, hopefully I can also build my confidence up.
Okay. So your mom's coming today?
Yeah, that's going to be a confidence boost. I know she's just going to squeal when she sees me. I'm like 24 pounds lighter than I think I'm allowed to
Wow.
be. Yeah.
So that wasn't even listed as a goal.
It's really not. Like, I want to be comfortabler. And yes, I want to be thinner, but it's just, if I put too much weight on it, I'm going to get stressed. Or sorry, too much. Yeah,
I
weight, I
know what you
guess.
mean.
Yeah, I'm gonna get stressed about it and I'm gonna overthink it and I'm just kind of like letting it be on the back burner and letting it happen with all of my other health goals.
Okay, congratulations.
Thanks.
And sleeping wise, you're sleeping okay?
Yeah, I'm waking up like I'm like bumping around at 4:45, like, is my alarm gonna go off soon? Like I'm ready to rock.
Okay. This is the end of the fourth session, and we agreed to do this for 6 weeks. So we're essentially two-thirds through. How does that feel?
I was actually thinking about that the other day, and I was like, ah, that's, I feel like I've made a lot of progress, and I'm hoping like I can keep it up, and I'm honestly surprised I've kept it up so much, and I'm still doing it, and it just feels like really great to have you on my side.
Where can we sort of focus attention in the last third to really make you feel like you've got something out of this, and there's a definite before and after?
I don't know.
That's okay.
See, it's
Think
not
no.
scripted. I
Yeah,
don't
no,
know.
no. Yeah, no, just think about it. I want to make sure that we touch upon all of the different things. And we spent a lot of time today talking about the kids and the awareness that while you have support, there's still lots that you're doing all on your own,
Yeah.
and it's falling on you. And that wasn't listed anywhere as something to talk about or goals, but that's just kind of the nature of how coaching works, is you just start unfolding things, and what you think you might want to talk about doesn't get talked about. So I just want to make sure that I can support you.
Yeah, I'll go, I'm in the process of reading the book again. So I'll go through and I'll think of some pinpoints for sure, but I think just like really looking inward and y making a plan for myself and having that accountability has helped me so much. And it's the things that are coming up that I didn't even know that we were going to discuss. I guess those things, like I just tell myself, well, that's my job. I signed up for this, especially having two miscarriages before having children. It's like, oh, I'm not going to complain about having to take care of these children. Absolutely not. I did all this hard work. I went through literal heck to get there. Like, I'm not going to complain. That can't be a concern because I signed up for this. And Theo's my boy. I can't give up on that. I've just got to keep showing up for him every day. And yeah,
Yeah.
it's hard, but I love him. I'm just gotta keep doing it.
Yeah. All of that is true. All of that is true. When you talk and when you're sharing, do you think that you're censoring yourself a little bit always? No,
with you or?
not necessarily with me. I mean, you're in an interesting situation because this is recording, but you're putting in qualifications that I shouldn't complain. I shouldn't do this because I'm so lucky. So that's a given. You are lucky. That's a given. It's also totally valid and okay to have a hard day and be at your wit's end and be truly crazily annoyed. Like you're allowed to have all those feelings.
I think I suppress them a little bit because I feel like I don't deserve to. I guess, yeah, I censor my own self because I don't feel like I like this is what I signed up for. How could I, at the end of the day, be so grumpy about it? Although what you said about like having, I'm so lucky. Ryan used to tell me all the time, oh, well, people have it worse. I said, if you say that to me one more time, I'm gonna freaking lose it. And I'm just trying to help. He's like, no, don't ever say that to me again. Yes, people are starving, but guess what? I had a bad day. Like, yesterday was, yeah, but we made it through.
Yeah, you did make it through. And I think also you've had enough bad days and you've had enough things that you know you will get through it.
Yes. Yeah. I know that tomorrow's a fresh start, especially the tantrums used to really wear on me. But now I give them kisses, I put them to bed, and I say, tomorrow's a new day, buddy. I'm not gonna hold any feelings, and we can start fresh tomorrow. And we always, when he wakes up, I have a big smile on my face to see him, and we just start fresh. We can't hold any of that. You
Yeah.
just, we can't hold space for it because it's over. It's yesterday.
Do you believe that Theo's lucky to have you as a mom?
Yeah. Yeah, I do because I care so much. I love that little guy so deeply, and sometimes I look at the other moms around me and I can see that I'm like, "Oh, those are some signs that I know Theo has." And they're not asking any questions. They're not pushing for doctor visits. They're not trying to figure it out or see what they can do to help him. So, yeah, I think, and I hear it from the medical professionals too, which is really reassuring. They're like, you're really trying, and I see that, and I am trying.
Yeah. You're winning.
It doesn't feel like that in a tantrum, but
Yeah. Okay. Before we sign off for today, is there any last minute things you want to get off your chest or questions to ask?
I wrote something down about the evidence that I was on the right path. What was it? So much less negotiation. I see the people. Oh, that I can see people that are still living in the still. The still, you talked about the still people, and I feel sad for them. And I'm like, oh gosh. And that's how I know I'm going on the right path, is because I can see the errors of my old ways. And I thought that I really wanted to mention that to you as well, because I thought that was really enlightening for me.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Okay. If I could hug you, I would.
Maybe
I
someday.
think you will. I think you're wonderful. Enjoy
Thank
your
you.
week. Keep me posted.
Okie doke.
Alrighty. Okay, that's it for today and ends session four with Kelsey. We did a lot in this session. We talked an awful lot, and I have a few past podcast episodes that I want to make sure that you, if you haven't listened to them, listen to them, or perhaps listen to them again with fresh ears. And I did also, give these to Kelsey in the follow-up. And I know that she's a regular listener of the podcast. 25, caring for the caregiver. You can tell how burnt out Kelsey is sounding, and she needs help. She needs her village. And in order to care for others, you do have to care for yourself. Episode 51, adult friendships. She's really putting herself out there, and she is going to step into confidence and go to these different events and parties this week, and
Navigating adult friendships is tricky. So we talk about that in that episode 51. 81, remember the woman. The woman is the woman inside the mom, and she's in there. She's buried. She might be under spit up. She might be maybe under some excess weight that you're not pleased with. Maybe she needs her hair cut and hasn't done that in years. But she's down in there, buried with inside. And so I want you to excavate her and remember her. 103, and land. Kelsey is living in and land, sometimes more than others, but she brings it up quite a bit. And so I want to make sure that you, as a listener, know that there's an episode on and land, and two things can be true at the same time. I also want to reiterate, she had said that she'd heard me talk about still people before. And if you're on my email list, I actually just sent something out a little while ago about still people. And the premise is to stay away from still people. Still people are people who are still broke, still complaining, still hating, still losing, still not making a change, still living in the past, and still hiding with excuses. So, one, stay away from them. But then two, are you a still person? Maybe in some ways, maybe not in other ways, but it's something to pay attention to and examine. All right, pretty people, as always, I think you're amazing and lovely and wonderful and kind. I'm so proud of you for taking the time to be here and to listen and for sharing your thoughts, for sharing this podcast with your friends and family. Send us notes. I'm a real person. I will write back to you, steph@stephanieoday.com. If you have anything to send to Kelsey, send them to me. I'll forward them along. Okay, be back in your earbuds next week. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person, and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.